we thank you in your wonderful Son's name. And Lord, we just commit this time to you. And again, thank you for your presence here today. Lord, I don't ever like to use the word feel, but your presence is great, and we thank you for it this morning. Lord, it's never to be taken lightly when you come and sup with us. Let us just redeem this moment and redeem this time today that we're amongst brothers and sisters, children of the King, priests and kings of like faith, looking for you and loving your appearing. What a moment of time. Help us to commit this to you, dear God. May we just be encouraged and just anointed with your wonderful Spirit. May you anoint the Word and anoint the hearts. Prepare us to receive it. Let us magnify your wondrous Son and the beauty and the love that comes forth. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, if you'd open your Bibles, and again, I just thinking about opening your Bibles. Aren't you thankful you can open your Bible? Aren't you thankful that we open our Bibles? So wonderful. But we're going to many places today by the grace of God. But we're going to begin in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Very familiar text here and so precious that now faith. See, God tells us what these things are. We just need to search the Scriptures. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. This verse always brings back a sweet memory of a message Brother Hill gave. And I know that the Holy Spirit was so speaking to my heart at that moment and pointing out to me that wondrous word hope. And brothers and sisters, as I said earlier, encouraged of God, it's all in hope. It's all in hope. And praise God, that point that was brought out that day in that message is that hope is Christ. That hope is Jesus Christ. Faith is the substance in our life of Jesus Christ. And praise God, the more faith that we have, the more faith that we have, the more reality, the more substance, if you want to say that, as the Word of God does, of Christ is in our life. And that's really where the Lord has had me as of late, is, brothers and sisters, we are in a great need of power in our lives. We are. We're at a time that we need the Lord working in our lives like none other time. Today is this day. And I believe that we are often dismayed by things and often waning in our walk, growing weary. But as the Lord promised us, He promised this to us, that we would have the very power of His might. Think about these things that He says. Don't just quote things. As we said, I want to go from reading the Word of God to knowing it. I want to go from praying to worship. I want to go from, I love you, Lord, and now I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, and I want you by your grace to bring me these things. But in Acts 1:8 it says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So in this text, brothers and sisters, we see that we have faith. And faith brings hope, and hope is Christ. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, it says, Christ is the very power of God. Did you hear that? Christ is the power of God. Praise the Lord. He put it all in Jesus Christ. All of His power. That is His power. It's in His Son alone. So we see again that faith is hope, and hope is Christ. And Christ is power, and praise be to God, as all of these dots start connecting, we see that the more faith by the grace of God, the more power that you're going to have in your life. Because it's believing. It's simply just believing Jesus. That's the power that we're lacking. That's the power that Christianity is lacking today, is it's moving away from doctrine, even being professed that way. Moving away from the Word of God and getting into lattes. And climbing walls. And subgroups. And this group. And that group. And how can we just form this large group of people that everybody's tended for? Let me tell you something. Your shepherd is none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's your shepherd. He's your personal shepherd. He shepherds us as a flock. It's so wonderful, isn't it? Praise God. But He individually cares for you. And He picks you up. And He places you in places. And then He moves you on. And then He carries you. Oh, praise God for Brother Ray and his sweet message on that. I'm just, again, so encouraged. That's why I say, brothers and sisters, we need to listen to the Word of God. Just listen to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And believe it. But see, I think, again, as the Lord is bringing this forth, we see that the more of Christ in our life, obviously, brothers and sisters, the more power that we're going to have. But yet I'm still sitting here today. And I say, brother, I'm seeing what you're saying. But I'm stuck. Come on. I'm just stuck. And maybe I've been stuck for years. Well, to that I say praise be to God. Because it's been a special time of really meditation and fellowship for me, brothers and sisters. And really. And over these next weeks, by the grace of God. And I'm not trying to be cute or trite about this statement. But God is bringing in the powerhouse. He is. Amen. Oh, yes. Not because of me, not because of you, not because of anything else. But because the Word of God tells me that. That we need, and it is time for the powerhouse to come. Praise God. Praise be to God. I believe Him that He's going to bring the power in this house. He's going to bring the power in that house, and that house, and that house, and that house, and anybody's house. This means this vessel right here that wants to receive that power. Now, let's talk about this. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 3. What's He saying? Well, let's listen to the Word of God. That's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. We'll start reading in. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Know it. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope. Of the hope firm unto the end. Now you see what he's saying here, praise be to God, is that he wants to come to dwell. He wants to come to dwell, praise God, and live in this wonderful life. He wants me to come to dwell and to live with Him. Praise the Lord. And again, brothers and sisters, yes, we may be saved, but that does not mean that Jesus Christ, in a sense, is occupying Himself in my life. And you know what I'm saying there. I'm not talking that we can lose our salvation in any way, shape, or form. Praise God. He's given me that incorruptible seed. But I'm talking about where He's come to reside in my life. I come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's what he said. I want abundant life. I've told you many times, I'm thankful in the family that I grew up in. Dad always encouraged us. You can say he pushed a little bit, but you know what? I want it all. I want the very best. He said, son, just apply yourself. You know what? The Word of God tells me that too. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Now, he's the one that's going to approve you. Don't get me wrong. But by the grace of God, I need to submit and yield and say, Lord, I want this. I want your very best. And the neat thing about this, this isn't just happenstance stuff. If I want it, he'll deliver it. This is the one thing that's assured. He said, if you'll come after me, you know what? I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to bring you everything. Hallelujah. You open your life to me, and I'm going to give you my very best. Because it's my desire, not only that you're saved, but that you come to a full knowledge of the truth. That's the Word of God. That's something that not only can I hang my hat on it, I can put my life in it. And I can say, Lord, that's what you want for me. I know that you're able to deliver. Oh, amen. Praise God. So again, he's talking here about living. He's talking about dwelling, and he's talking about residing. And let me tell you something, where he dwells and lives and resides, there's power. There's an evidence of the power. It's unstoppable power. Oh, yes, it is. Praise God. But notice here again in our text that we're reading here in Hebrews 3, it says that the power is in hope. It's having confidence and rejoicing in hope. In nothing else but the hope which is Jesus Christ. Stay with me now. Let's go over to Romans chapter 15. What a journey, by the grace of God, he brought to my life in this study. That's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Verse 13. Now the God of hope, oh my. Just keep putting it together. It gets better and better. See, this is God. He increases you at an increasing rate. He increases his love at an increasing rate. It's just so awesome. He's going to have to keep me together this morning. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. See, there's only joy and peace, brothers and sisters, in believing. You don't have joy and peace today, I'll tell you, the answer is right here. You're not believing. So we get back to believing again. There's faith again. And what's the faith in? It's that hope. It's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That ye may, here's where we're going to go to again, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So now it's abound. We had hope, but he's telling us to abound in it. Throw yourself into it. I appreciate the prophet as he said out there. He said, you know, I got out there in my ankles and then I got in my thighs. But you know what? Finally, I just started swimming in it. And see, when you start swimming in it, when you launch out into the deep, you don't ever want to go back. See, that's what God is encouraging all of us to do. And you say, well, brother, I've never gotten there yet. Just go. I could kind of explain it. We can kind of tell about it. I tell you about the Grand Canyon. For those that haven't seen it, you're just thinking, wow, it sounds really great. Until you see that, you don't know what I'm talking about. Until you launch out into the deep, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything yet. You think that you've been happy before? You think that you've experienced some joy? You think that you've been excited about something before? You haven't, if you haven't gone into the deep. And that's what he wants you to do, is to launch out into it. But it's going to be, Lord, I've got to get away from myself, any confidence in anything else, any hope in anything here that I'm seeing in this world. I'm missing it. It's got to be in you. It's got to be in you. Hallelujah. Lord, you're the one that's going to bring this power of the Holy Ghost in my life. And again, the Holy Ghost, it says in the Word of God, is the power of His might. And the Holy Ghost is the only one that can have this hope abounding in your life, having Christ abound in your life. And think about it again in the Word of God. Why is this hard to believe? Why is it even hard to conceive? In John 16, 14, and 15, Jesus Christ Himself says it two times. You know what He says there? He says, the Holy Spirit's going to come. That's why I'm going up to heaven to be with my Father. Is because you need the Holy Ghost. Because I want you to grow up. I want you to come into a full knowledge of the truth. I want you to be part of a bride that I'm going to marry. Hallelujah. And see what he did is he said there, the Holy Spirit's going to take the things of Christ and he's going to make them yours. And he said, and in case you didn't hear me again, I'm going to tell you again. In that next verse, he says the same thing. He says, the Holy Spirit's going to take the things of mine and he's going to make them yours. Now, that is hope. That is hope. And the hope is that they're mine. They're mine. Everything of Christ is mine. Yes, it is. A lot of people say, oh, that's a big step on your part. No, it's just a big hunk of grace that I've been able to take by the grace of God. And it gives me faith to believe His Word. You see what I'm saying? It's exciting. His Father is my Father. Is He your Father? Even if you don't know it, He is if you're a child of the King. His peace is mine. His life is mine. His mind is mine. Come on now. Come on. His glory. He's given me that. even His kingdom. There isn't anything He hasn't given us. If we'll believe. If we'll believe. See, I get the picture of myself often. Again, as our sweet pastor used to say, are you living like that guy sitting there in the pig pen, just relishing in the mud with the crown on his head, and there's the kingdom back there that you belong in? See, that's where the enemy can get you. Yeah. It's mine. He's mine. It's all mine. I rest in that. That's His promise to me. It wasn't anything that I could merit. Anything that I deserved. I admit, you didn't deserve it either. But it's mine. Praise God, it is mine. But you know, I see this hope as Christ. I'm so thankful, brothers and sisters, truly, that it's becoming reality. It's just definite. It's just what it is. It just is. You know what I'm saying there? Everything else the Word of God says is going to pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Did you know that? All these things that I see, they're just temporal. But there's one thing that's going to abide forever, and that's the Word. That's my Jesus. Isn't that exciting? See, and when I stepped into Him, I became part of that with Him. That's why I am in Christ. Everlasting, praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah, what He's bringing here. Praise be to God. See, there's power in the house. See, there's power in that house. In that house, there is power. You can't stop the power. Oh, no. And praise God, you can sense the power. I appreciate the power that's here this morning because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He said, when you come together, I'm in the midst. And when I'm in the midst, hallelujah, and you're worshiping, I'm sending my Spirit to anoint. And that's what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, again, I can hear the comments of, well, brother, I appreciate that. I got filled with the Spirit years ago. But I've never really lived that power. And to that I say, yeah, I do. I understand. And the sad thing is most of God's precious people that are even filled with the Spirit have never lived that power. And we've just read about it. And why? It's because they're not abounding in hope. You're abounding in maybe a sensation or a feeling. He wants you to abound in hope. You know that word abound? I was looking it up this morning again. Overflowing. Are you a wineskin that's ready to bust at the seams or not? Come on. Are you? Well, if you're a wineskin that's ready to bust at the seams, you know what? You're overflowing. God tells us over and over throughout the Word of God, I'm here for you. I want to bring you the best that beyond anything that you could ever think of, imagine, dream. And I'm here for you. The riches are all right here. You just got to take them. I'm not bringing anything. I'm not bringing anything. Couldn't. I'm just here to receive of you. I remember my dad. I'm so thankful. As I went and to college and got married and things, and I appreciate, and I know all the kids too, wanted to do so many things for my dad. Didn't want anything. All I wanted to do was for us to be with him. Just come see me. Bring me them grandkids. Let me see them. All he wanted was the fellowship. I'm thankful I had a daddy like that. And you got a daddy like that. So all he wants you to do is to come see him. Just to stop by and say, Lord, I love you. He never wants you to leave. In his palace, oh my. I entered into the courts one day, brothers and sisters. I really did. I saw it. I'm thankful by the grace of God. Just not leaving. It's just too good. Just too real. abounding in hope, abounding in Christ. See, it can trouble you sometimes too. Because I know people that have been speaking in tongues even for years. Oh yeah, precious thing. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you love to praise the Lord with your heavenly language? But yet they're not abounding in hope. That's the power, you see. Speaking in tongues, brothers and sisters, is not the power. That's not the power. It's a sign that the power is present. That the ability is there. That it's so nigh. It's tangible. Lord, you're here for me. But the power is in yielding. Did you hear me? The power is in surrendering. The power, brothers and sisters, if you have not found it at this time, if it seems to be just escaping your grasp, the power is settling down in the Word of God. It is. Oh, yes. Yep. That it's everything to me. And that it's not that, it's not I don't just have the Spirit, but the Spirit has me. Do you see the difference? I don't just have the Spirit and I'm thankful to the times I can worship in Him and pray for someone in Him. But I'm talking about He has me, that He's operating this life. Oh yeah. He's come to dwell. It's the very hope. There's a confidence and boldness in that anointing, brothers and sisters, that I don't have to live in doubt. I don't have to live in wonder. I lived with enlarged steps, as Brother David. Isn't that precious? He's enlarged my steps. I like that. So I'm not creeping around wondering what's going on, sneaking up on things. Oh no, I'm boldly going about this life. How about you? Some people think it's just you're being cocky. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Learn to humble myself before the Lord. Learn that I'm nothing. Learn that every strength and talent that I thought I had, nope. It's just you. Just you. And that's when I started to learn to fly. Because He gave me the wings. He gave me promise. He gave me the might, the power, the strength to be able to speak His Word, to preach His Word. Wonderful thing, but most importantly, to live His Word. Oh, what empowerment to live the Word of God. Hallelujah. And that's what He has for His children, to live it, that this operation happens in our life and we need it so desperately. But I do want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 3. And here's why you need it. We'll start reading from the 14th verse. This is Brother Paul's sweet prayer. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, your family now. We bear His name now. Hallelujah. Don't try to be something you're not. You're not your own. Praise God. That He would grant you. Now come on, this is just a free gift. According to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened. Oh, listen to this, brothers and sisters. To be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Strengthen with might, power. And again, the only way that you're ever going to get that power, brothers and sisters, is the Holy Spirit. And there's a reason that you need this Holy Spirit strengthening. It's the inner man. Every one of God's children got that inner man the day that you believed. That's the new creation. Hallelujah. Got it. Praise God. But now it needs to be strengthened. Oh, yes. That's the incorruptible seed. Time for it to grow up. To grow up. to be strengthened, to grow, mature, flourish into the God-intended beauty it could be. And as you read down in this 30th verse, as you get down in that same the 20th verse in that same wonderful chapter, you will see that the growth really is indescribable. You can't even put your finger upon it because it's exceeding abundantly. It's exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. Oh, yes. You know, many people have asked, and I appreciate, and again, all glory to God. Brother, what happened to you? What happened to you? Seems like you just kind of took off. And all glory to God. And I'm going to share my testimony with you. It's real short. I started believing Jesus. Yeah. I knew Him as Savior before I could ever remember anything, to be honest with you. I'm thankful I grew up in a house. Jesus was there. And Jesus is in here. And son, there's never anything you ever have to worry about. You just seek and fall in love with Him and He'll take care of the rest. That's how I grew up. But I really started believing Jesus. And then it took off. It just took off. I started believing that this word is really, it's real. I started taking Him literally at what He says to me. And spiritually at what He said to me. And most importantly, lovingly of what He was saying to me. And I know He's saying it to you too. Don't get me wrong. But He's saying it to me. It had to become that way. It has to become so personal, brothers and sisters, that everybody has left the room. He's speaking to you that way right now. And He is. He is. He's supping individually with you right now. You talk about an intimate candlelight dinner. He's got a table set for two. Oh my. He is so romantic. I just can't even imagine. But it's Lord, You said it. You just said it. And it's so. See, I finally came to a time in my life, really, brothers and sisters, to quit the unbelief. Did you stop that nonsense? To quit the compromise. To quit that old self that still wants to come in and rob, really rob me. That's all that self is doing. It's dead. It's absolutely dead. Quit trying to have the excuses of why I was going to draw back. Why I wasn't going to go on with God. Huh? Quit all those excuses of doubting. That was a big one. Doubting God. And you know what He brought to me? He brought faith. He just brought faith. And the faith was just letting Him. God, I'm finally going to let You do it. I'm tired of being selfish. I'm tired of being robbed from. I'm tired of all of that wasted time. I'm going to let You allow me to live the life that You gave me. And how wonderful it got. I mean, it changed. It really did. It changed how I could see how God was seeing me. I could start looking through His eyes to see how much He loved me. He would show me that. I started seeing you all different too. I quit seeing people. Couldn't do this if I saw people. Couldn't. Start allowing me to see souls. People talk about how we're going to love one another. See my soul. See that God saw it so valuable that He gave His Son for it. We're wasting time, brothers and sisters. We are. I know we're carrying things about as people. Even into this meeting, God forbid, I see it come in here. Let Him bring His love in your life. That's the most powerful. That is the everything that He's intended for you to be. If you will take an embrace of me, I've given you everything. Everything. Wow! Wow! Whoa! He's given me everything. You can't imagine the power that sits over you at this moment. The power that wants to grow up in you. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we're going to go after it.
Oh, we are.
Hallelujah. If Jesus tarries, I'm telling you, it is a powerhouse. It just is. And He's going to bring it. And if Jesus tarry these next weeks, He's going to bring us a powerhouse in families. Yeah. It's time to believe Him for it. Young people, it's time to believe Him for it. It's time to break out whatever's been hanging over your life, robbing you from God's absolute best. It's time. You may be here the first time and think I'm absolutely nuts. But I'm going to tell you something. It's time for you too. It's time for you too. Oh, absolutely. Praise be to God. He's going to bring power in your house. This vessel. And He's going to work through it. Into things that you could never ask or think. He's going to bring it in your family. He's going to bring it in your spouse. He's going to bring it in your kids. He's going to bring it in your finances. Oh, and you're going to say, oh, well, you know what, Lord? Oh, does that mean He's going to make me a million millionaire? He already has. He already has. Oh, God. Oh, God. And He's going to bring it in this meeting. And it's been here. Hallelujah. But why stop, Lord? Could my unbelief think that it couldn't get better? Sure it could. But my expectations from Him, how about you? Huh? I believe that exactly where He's got you today and every predicament that seems to be overwhelming your life today, that's what's making it ready for the powerhouse to come. Yeah, I do. Absolutely. You just got to trust God. See, nothing can stop. No one can stop the effectual working of the all-powerful Word of God in them that believe. I know you believe. I know you believe. And nothing can stop it. And brothers and sisters, we're going to be a people that believe Him. We're going to be a people that believe Him. We're going to be a house of the Lord that's full of faith. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You for visiting us today. Oh, the very power of Your might, so present. Lord, help us to just cherish these times. Lord, again, these mountaintops can be such a precious moment. Lord, let us lay it up again in that wondrous storehouse to say, Lord, and I'll feast on it in the valley. You're coming soon. God, I hope we don't even ever get another sermon before You'd come. I hope I wouldn't even take another breath before I'd open these eyes and say, my beautiful Jesus, I love You so much. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. And thank you so for allowing us to love you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.